Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
When thoughts come that are contrary to the Word, and we know it's contrary to the Word, we can't say, oh, well, I did that, I deserve it. Thank God that we don't live before God by what we deserve, because none of us would have any reason to be here or have a lick of hope. Has nothing to do with that. That's what mercy is all about. Thank God. Thank God we can come into His presence, not because of any goodness or any effort on our part, but because of what He has done. That foundation, the devil can never shake. He can so focus us on the wrong thing that all of a sudden we just begin to experience a mentality of defeat, and it becomes, in a sense, it becomes an identity that we begin to believe. So functionally, it doesn't matter. We can be the Lord's, and he loves us, and He's wanting to get our attention, but there we are, and in our minds, our identity is, I'm a failure. I'll never amount to anything. I can't do anything. No matter what I do, it's always my fault. I'm bad. And on and on it goes, if we let it. But God wants to take us past that to the point where we will believe this. And when Satan gives us a lie and plants it in our minds, we have a right to go to this book and its promises and point right back to Christ and what He has done and its effectiveness. And it's for me. It's not just not for the good guys. There are no good guys. I don't care if you were born in church or if you were out in the prison somewhere because you murdered somebody. We have the same need, and we have the same Christ who gave His all to make it possible that we have a way home. Thank God. Thank God for all of that. So that's the thing. We need to, but somehow this idea, this reality, it's not an idea, this reality that there are times when we mess up and fall in the mud, and there's no other way to put it. And we can't blow it off and we can't wallow. So what in the world is God's plan for handling that? How does that fit in with living a victorious life? It's a good question, isn't it? You think the Lord wants to help us in this area? I'm sure I won't ask for a show of hands about people who struggle with this or who are there right now, because this week you really messed up. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Well, the truth is, the Lord allowed me to mess up real good in an area where I just have a need, and I just need the Lord. But He's faithful. Amen. He's faithful. Yes. And I believe it happened for a reason, because the Lord wants, it isn't just me. Yes. It's every single one of us that love the Lord and want to serve Him. Amen. So anyway, I thought of a couple of scriptures that I think help to point us in the right direction. And I'll just read from 1 John chapter 1. And John writes simple language, good thing. But in verse 5, he begins this. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. Praise God. Everything down here is just a little of each, maybe at best. There's no darkness in Him at all. It is pure light. Thank God. And human nature doesn't want to come into the light. Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus. The problem with people is they love darkness rather than light. Why? Why do they do that? Because their deeds are evil. And they don't want to come into the light, because then they'll expose what they really are. How many of you, when you mess up, just want to run to the light and say, yes. Oh God, I'm so ashamed. You know, we go through that. We experience that. Well, it's good to have a conscience. Thank God we got a conscience. What would it be if we didn't? If we just thought, oh, that's great. That's no big deal. But anyway, God is light. In Him there's no darkness at all. So then you got the condition of the world really, at best, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness. Well, walking in the darkness doesn't mean falling in the mud one day and then getting up. It means that's your lifestyle. You really have never given up sin. You know something is wrong and you're just going to do it anyway. So that's what he's describing there. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, that defines your life. We lie and do not live out the truth. But here's the thing. You begin to see what victory looks like in beginning in verse 7. But if we walk in the light, okay, walking in the light means God has every right to shine the light anywhere he wants to in my life. I want to join David in saying, search me, O God. If there's something wrong in here, I want to know about it. I don't want to hide. I don't want to pretend. It may not be comfortable, but I need light because I just don't know. Trying to learn all about this wonderful kingdom and my need and how you provided for that need. But Lord, I'm in the process here. I may think I know and I don't, and I need you to help me. So my heart, you see, my direction is, God, I want to know you. I want to be free. I want to be victorious. I want to be living in victory, you see? See, that's the whole point there. Walking in the light is victory. Okay? As he is in the light. All right, so if that happens, we have fellowship. There is a relationship that beyond just human, I like you and you like me kind of stuff. This is a living relationship that we have with others who are also in that camp. Okay? We have fellowship, an ongoing relationship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Wait a minute, I thought we were talking about victory here. See, we are. We're not talking about perfection, but we're talking about a situation where we're walking in the light, we're looking to God, we're trusting in him, and we still find things that aren't right. But my heart is, I want to serve you. And so his blood continually, there is a cleansing that is available. So walking in victory, again, is not perfection. Walking in victory means there's a way to be cleansed. There's a way to be made whole. It's freedom from this idea that I've got to measure up or else. And then all of a sudden you're in an area of struggle and strife and self-effort and all of those things that just never get you anywhere. Okay? So here is a picture of victory that has fellowship with him, an openness to him, walking, have fellowshipping with others, a relationship, and yet there's sin involved. How does that fit? Because that's the reality that we live in, folks. We're on a trail, but we're not there yet. So you get into all of the ramifications of that, putting up with each other and trusting him and all of that. But that's a picture to me of victory, isn't it? Okay? Now then he says, if we claim to be without sin, we do what? Deceive ourselves. You're lying to yourself if you think, oh, I'm good. I don't mess up. Or I can handle this. I can do that. Yeah? Just wait. That's what Paul thought in Romans 7. He thought he could handle it. He was handling it. And he discovered real quick, I'm not. Okay? If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That wisdom, that idea is not coming from God. It's coming from some other source. We know what that is. But here's the awesome part. This is all living in victory, by the way. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. How many times have we pointed this out? But this is there's a context going on right now where we're talking about living in victory. This is part of it. This is central to it because we're everyone going to come short in the process of growing up in him. You know, a child doesn't stop being your child because they mess up and they're naughty. They just need growth, instruction, correction. Let's move on. We struggle with that in our spiritual lives, though, don't we? Many times we get hung up on where we're at and what we did and how bad it was, and that just becomes our identity. God deliver us. God deliver me from that in areas. I know some of where my weaknesses are. One of the things we were talking that in that lesson this week, and I don't want to, you know, regurgitate that, but one of the points was, and it was mentioned earlier, doing an assessment. Here we're talking about living in victory, and yet we're doing an assessment of need. That's part of living in victory. Because God, victory means we're going to be not bringing everything into the light that needs to be brought, and then it's going to be, God's going to help us and bring us to a place of greater freedom in the process. That's where the blood cleanses. Praise God. All right? If we confess, and these are things we've said many times, but I want to reiterate, because if you've fallen in the mud, and we all do, what is God looking for? What does victory look like when we do? Well, in the first place, our hearts are committed to walking in the light, so we're not trying to hide and pretend. So there needs to be an honesty about what's going on, where we're not, it's their fault, it's this, that, the other, it's just what I am. We're trying to deflect anything except, I made a choice that I shouldn't have made. And it's my responsibility, and I'm going to own it. That's what victory looks like. Because you're going to mess up, and I am too. But what God is looking for, the victorious Christian, is owning it and being honest and looking God in the eye and saying, oh God, I'm looking to you. Okay? I'm confessing. Now, confessing means to say along with, to agree. Again, we've said this many times. It means, Here's the charge. Here's what you're charged with. Here's what you did. I'm over here with the prosecutor. You're right. I agree with you. Do we really agree, or is there some area of self-will that wants to go the way we went? You see, that's not victory. Victory is coming to a place of surrender about that issue. Not just, I'm honest because that I did that, but Lord, I recognize that what I did and the choice that I made was me and was my old nature, and Satan was involved, the devil was involved, and I agree with you, Lord. That's an area that you're putting you're shining your light on where I need help. See, that's victory, is when we recognize and we bring it into the light, we confess. You know, I would say, I guess the next thing, I had a list of things in my mind as to what the steps were, but honesty, but seeing our need. Are we willing to recognize I have a need? It's not somebody else's fault. Doesn't matter, there may have been fault, but that's between them and God. Nothing that anyone does justifies me being wrong and making wrong choices. Because God gave me the charge of me, put me in charge of me. And he wants me to learn how to walk with him in victory. Okay? So I'm in total agreement with him about this. And I recognize God has allowed this. See, God has allowed this to happen.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.